The best mix in the morning show, 98.3 The Coast. I'm Brittany Stiles with your music news, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Dr. Dre has finally settled his divorce case, and he's delighted that Nicole Young is only getting a fraction of his estate. Dre agreed to pay Young $100 million, $50 million now, and $50 million a year from now. As for why Nicole didn't get half, there's a prenup, which she contested. Dre is worth an estimated $820 million, though, so I guess he probably did okay in that scenario. Michael Bublé may be Mr. Christmas, but this year he's fine with saying goodbye to the holiday season because he's got some new music coming. Michael posted a claymation video on his socials that show him walking up to a turntable that's playing his version of Jingle Bells, taking the record off and throwing it away. Then he replaces it with a new record, which we'll get to hear on January 14th. It seems to be a song called I'll Never Not Love You. Couple more weeks and we'll get to hear it. And The Weeknd tells GQ magazine that he used to get in trouble for singing. He says, I used to get penalized for singing when I was younger because I always wanted to sing. I didn't know if it was good or bad. I just always wanted to sing. He said, I would sing in class, I would sing at the dinner table, and I would get in trouble for it because it was inappropriate at that time. He said, it wasn't until I met Lamar, my best friend, he heard me sing and was like, dude, you should sing for Canadian Idol. But it was actually thanks to releasing music anonymously online. Turns out all that singing at the dinner table paid off. That's your music news, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Hall & Oates, Taylor Dayne, and Train all coming up on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the morning show.